We hope this message will be a blessing to you today and in the days to come. Our scripture this week is taken from the book of Matthew, chapter 5, verses 38 through 48. Hear now the word of God. You have heard that it was said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But I say to you, do not resist an evildoer, but if anyone strikes you on the right cheek, turn the other also. And if anyone wants to sue you and take your coat, give your cloak as well. And if anyone forces you to go 1 mile, go also the second mile. Give to everyone who begs from you, and do not refuse anyone who wants to borrow from you. But you have heard that it was said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, so that you may be children of your Father in heaven, for he makes his sun rise on the evil and on the good, and sends rain on the righteous and on the unrighteous. For if you love those who love you, what reward do you have? Do not even the tax collectors do the same? And if you greet only your brothers and sisters, what more are you doing than others? Do not even the Gentiles do the same? Be perfect, therefore, as your heavenly Father is perfect. On the heels of Martin Luther King Jr. Day, a quote of his springs to mind when I ponder those words from the book of Matthew. Dr. King said, "Darkness cannot drive out darkness. Only light can do that. Hate cannot drive out hate. Only love can do that." In these verses, Jesus is calling us to express love in concrete and radical, practical and transformative ways. He is calling us to the kind of love that does not merely involve feeling, but engages the will. With this love, our concern for another's good overcomes feelings of offense, resentment, and retaliation. This love motivates us to do good rather than react in kind to what caused our negative feelings towards another. But this is not the kind of love we can do on our own. Only God's love that inhabits and transforms us makes this kind of love possible. When I am in a situation in which I am called to love someone I find really, really hard to love or like or tolerate, I have to abandon the misplaced arrogance that makes me think I can power through on my own. I must surrender to a power infinitely more mighty and wise, or remain imprisoned by my own biases and hurts and limitations. It is an epic struggle for my ego, but when I reach out to God for help and prayer, I am always rewarded with a peace that surpasses all understanding. He opens me to compassion that is way above my pay grade. He guides me to a love that is an action word, not just a feeling, which is a good thing, as capricious and mercurial as my feelings can be. As Matthew writes, just a few chapters after the words we heard today, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Letting go of our resentments and hard-heartedness opens us to the infinite power that God promises is always there for us. Neuroscience teaches that our brains can only think one thing at once. It's true. Apparently, multitasking is a fallacy, which is very dismaying to contemplate in this day and age. But it is a great practical encouragement when we think of the power to be had in getting intentional with our thinking. When we bring our broken and battered hearts to God, when we ask Him to show us how to love where it is hard for us to love, He always shows up. Lord, thank you for loving me with an unconditional, unmerited, lavish love that models a kind of love you are calling me to extend to others. Open my eyes this week to those you're calling me to love. I trust that you will show me how, one step at a time, as long as my eyes are on you. Amen.